We are about to begin Simen Resh Nun. We will be doing the first part of the Simen. We will be doing up until Sifkatan and through Sifkatan Beis in the Mishnah Brura. So the Machaber says, Yashkim baboker biyom shishi lohochim tzorche Shabbos. A person should get up early in the morning on Erev Shabbos to prepare tzorche Shabbos. This is the amount of machaber we're doing for today. What does all this mean? And there's a lot of Mishnah Berurah and especially Bir Halacha on this. What is the source to this? The pasuk says, "V'ha'yo b'yom hashishi v'hechinu es asher yaviyu." So the Gemara learns out, this is the way Rashi understands it, that hachona and havo should be at the same zman. Preparing for Shabbos is the zman of the havo of the mon. Now, since the Hava of the Mon was every morning, because it says Velaktu also Baboker, Baboker, so too the Hachana is supposed to be Baboker, it's supposed to be in the morning. When is this morning? So the Mishnah Berurah learns that according to Rashi, it means sometime in the morning, but we will use the term Boker any time for the first 3 hours of the day. For the first quarter of the day, it's still called Boker. After that, it's not called Boker anymore. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so what is the ideal time to go and prepare for Shabbos? After Yadavin. Not only that, but what happens if a person has a regular shir after davening, but it's a shir with a set amount of zman. Similarly, he has a learning say with a set amount of time, and it ends clearly at a certain amount, at a certain time, and then he's going to be able to go and prepare for Shabbos. Or someone is teaching the Rabbim, he should not be mevatel that, and he'll still be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of baboker, of yashkim baboker, before the first third of the day, the first quarter of the day, before the end of the first 3 hours. Unless the markets sell things early, and if you're going to wait till after you finish your shear, then there'll be nothing left in the marketplace. So there the halacha would be that you're allowed to... That you're allowed to buy, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would even be allowed to buy before davening, as long as you say Shema before it. And in such a case, the ideal would be that he davens, and then goes out and does his shopping, and then comes back and does his learning Seder. Now, in a case like that, where he's saying Shema, in a case where he can't even daven before he goes shopping, because there'll be nothing left in the market, so the halacha there is that if he says Shema, the Mishnah Berurah is matir it, but you're not allowed to do work before davening. That's only chafotzov, cheftzecha, your own chafetzim. Cheftze shamayim are mutter. This is considered cheftze shamayim because it's lakavet Shabbos. In the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Taz, who brings the Tanchuma, who learns it out of not the word of, not the hekish of hachana to hava, but from the fact that it says v'hayo, which means right away, and he brings a pasuk that v'hayo means miyad, v'hayo means always right away, which would mean even before Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag is not like the Taz. First of all, we hold tadir v'sheino tadir, since davening is regular, it should come first. But the pasuk does say ve'chinu, which means right away. So the Mishnah Berurah says something interesting, that they got this at the man. The man was before Kabbalah Satorah. They did not yet have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So that after we got the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, it could be that the mitzvah of ve'chinu got pushed off a little bit anyway. But the minig is clearly not like the Taz. So the Mishnah Berurah's maskon is you don't do anything for Shabbos before davening unless you fear that if you don't do it before davening, it's not going to get done. Next, with regard to shopping and all other preparations for Shabbos, are you better off doing that on Erev Shabbos or any other day? So really, Erev Shabbos is better because it's nicker that it's for Shabbos. It's clear to everybody that this is for Shabbos. On the other hand, if you leave everything for Erev Shabbos, you may not have enough time. So there, in something like that, and especially in the winter when the Erev Shabbos are short, so the Mishnah Berurah comes out, you're better off doing your shopping Thursday or earlier. You don't leave, and that's also Kavod Shabbos. I'm doing this on Thursday, so I'll have time on Friday to do more preparation for Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, when you buy things for Shabbos, everything you buy, you should say, L'kovid Shabbos Kodesh. Because the Dibur does all sorts of things in the different Olamas. Even though somebody prepared for Shabbos in the morning, there's a mitzvah to prepare more as you get closer to Shabbos. The reason, because it says V'hayom Mishneh, and from there we learn out, because the man was Mishnah, was double, from there we learn out that you need a double hachana. You have to prepare twice. Now the Mishnah Berurah also goes into, we have Hillel and Shammai Hazaken in the Gemara, who had two different midas with regard to Shabbos. It says that Shammai used to, on Sunday, he saw something really nice, he would buy it. He'd buy it for Shabbos. Monday, he found something better, so he would eat what he bought on Sunday and buy Monday's for Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Nimsa, it says, Kol Yomov, his whole life, all the week, he was eating Lekavit Shabbos. The whole life, he was his whole week, he was shopping for Shabbos and putting things, the best thing away for Shabbos, eating what he thought was the best thing yesterday, but turns out not to be, eating that the rest of the week, and it's Ki'ilu. His whole week he's eating from Shabbos. Hillel, it says, had a different midah. He said, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. He lived with Bitochen. It'll come Erev Shabbos, I'll be able to find everything I need. The question is, which is more correct? Now, generally speaking, we pass them like Hillel over Shammai. Over here, what the poskim say is that really everyone agrees that Shammai is right. You have to think about Shabbos already from Motzoi Shabbos. However, Hillel was working on his Bitochen. And as a result of it, he thought it would be more healthy for him to wait until, it would be better for him to wait until Erev Shabbos. For all of us who are not holding at Hillel's level of Bitochen, we're better off following Shammai. Certainly, if there's something that occasionally you cannot get in the shops, you're better off buying it early, freezing if necessary, and this way you'll have it for Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to be toim everything. There's a mitzvah to taste everything that you're going to serve on Shabbos. What is the reason for it? The Mishnah Berurah up on top and then the Sharet Zion seems to say that there are two approaches. Some say, and this is Pashut Pshat, this is what he brings in the Mishnah Berurah, you should taste it to see to it that it's good, so that if it needs anything, any spice, you'll be able to add it on Erev Shabbos. He brings another thing that there's just an inyan of tasting of Shabbos beforehand. To'amel chayim zochu. There's an inyan of tasting everything beforehand, even if there's no question of how it tastes. He knows exactly how it tastes. There's nothing special about mixing it. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah to taste everything before Shabbos. It's a mitzvah on its own. And that's included in this inyan of Toam El Chaim Zachu.